Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Let's do speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's our friend Marge Sipla. Hello, Marge.
Hello, John. Always great talking with you.
Marge is the keeper of speed jokes and has for over 5 years now, dutifully writing them down every day, color coding and coordinating them, categorizing them, and then for us, picking out the best jokes of the month for our annual tournament at the end of the year. Marge has four that she says were the best so far. Marge, you go with the first one.
How do you make an Italian wine? You squeeze his grapes.
You squeeze his grapes. I have a cousin named Rex who's a cowboy. He came to town, and I took him out to breakfast at a fancy place. And when the waitress said, "What'll it be?" he said, "How about a quickie?" She was about to pour hot coffee on him when I leaned in and said, "It's pronounced quiche." All right, Marge, you're up.
I have a pet cow. Every morning I take it for a walk through a vineyard. Yes, I heard it through the grapevine.
A doctor walked into the exam room and found a patient with carrots sticking out of his nose and broccoli. Andy, you did this one yesterday.
I did, yeah.
With carrots sticking out of his nose and broccoli coming out of his ears, the doctor took one look at him and said,
"You're not eating correctly."
All right. Those are all fine. I will go with, how do you make an Italian wine? You squeeze his grapes. Andy likes.
I like that one, too.
Steve Alexander likes.
I'm going to go with that one, too.
All right. Bobby, you going to play?
Yeah, quickie is a good one.
Quickie is a good quiche, one, too. Yeah. Marge, where are you, my friend?
I like the doctor and with the patient.
With the broccoli sticking out of his ears?
Yep.
All right, and that's 2-1-1. Pete, are you going to play on this? You going to put your finger on the scale? Pete likes the one about the grapes.
Uh-huh.
So the grapes of April will be in the tournament at the end of the year. It's short. It's funny. It's just blue enough that we feel naughty, but we're not going to get in trouble. So all good, Marge Sipla. How is life
perfect.
LaGrange, Illinois, for you and family?
Real good. We had some landscaping work done, so we have a nice backyard for a while. Just trying to keep the dog from ruining it.
Yeah, I've been to that movie. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that Smarty Pants thing you did, it does not work for me.
Okay, but have you already had your birthday this year?
I have.
Yeah, that's it. So do this on January 1st, everybody, and then it'll work for everybody. As we work our way through the year, I guess we'll have to change maybe the number that you subtract from. But take 83 beers. 84 beers minus 84. Your age plus 40 is the year you were born. It's fun with math here on WGN. We're going to see you this June at the Whiskey Acres Speed Jokes Anniversary Picnic. Right, Marge?
I am so looking forward to seeing you and my entire Speed Joke family. It's always a great time.
By the way, do we have a cameo from anybody else in the room here right now, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Well, possibly. Yeah, I'm looking at being there.
A possible Steve Alexander
mm-hmm.
sighting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that as well. And we will include as many more people as we can when we get closer to the event. If the weather permits, we'll open it up to a bigger crowd. Okay, Marge Sipla, our best to everybody there. Thank you.
Thanks, John. See you then. Bye.
We got some extra jokes sent in today, though. And I can't find them. Oh, here they are. Thank you, Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale and Ted Klatfelter in Phoenix and Mary Beth. Stockdale and Harlan and Chandler, Arizona, said, "Please tell Dave Carr in Canada about my girlfriend, and she's already less than thrilled with me for sharing as much as I have on the radio, and I would be in deep doo-doo if I shared anything juicy." For those of you keeping score at home, one of our listeners has been telling us about his girlfriend in California. Some of you want to hear more. I want to hear less. Kent Heisner's in Piatone. Alan Matza sent us a joke. He's the division chief of search and rescue at engine number 921 with the Will County Emergency Management Agency. Good on him. I think it's funny that they're now putting jokes on the back of bacon packages.
Yeah, like what?
Well, listen to this one. Serving size, two slices. My mom was a radiologist. She met my dad when he was getting an x-ray. I wonder what she saw in him. What's big and gray and doesn't matter and irrelevant?
John, I tried to call the spiritual leader of Tibet. A week later, I got a goat with a long neck.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
What?
You called Dial a llama.
Oh.
I'd say that's what happened if I was a Tibetan man.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Andy. When you called, did you say,
hello?